הצהרונים הישן.
African asylum seekers at the Holot detention center in the southern Israeli desert. Some 2,000 Africans live here. They can leave during the day, but must report back 3 times a day. Another 1,000 at the Saharonim prison cannot leave. They are among more than 50,000 Africans, mostly from Sudan and Eritrea, who arrived in Israel over the past 8 years. The group Human Rights Watch says these migrants are not allowed to work, and only a handful have been granted asylum. Representative Bill Van Esveld says the Israeli government wants them to leave.
There's been a series of laws put in place that basically gives people the choice between being able to stay in Israel but in potentially indefinite detention or being sent back to the country they came from. We actually think that this constitutes effective refoulement, which is a refugee law term that means you're being basically forced back to a country where you face a well-founded fear of some kind of persecution.
Some Israelis say the influx threatens the very nature of the Jewish state. The government built a fence along the Egyptian border to keep them out. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We are determined to remove those who succeeded in entering before we close the border. I want to make clear that these are not refugees. We are talking about illegal workers infiltrating, and we are determined to bring them to justice.
Sudanese who return risk 10-year prison terms for traveling to Israel, and Eritreans face prison for evading mandatory military service. Nevertheless, nearly 7,000 have left. Van Esveld says the policy needs to change.
So give these people a year-long, renewable, protected status that allows them to work, and that allows them to be here legally and not subject to arbitrary detention, and make it renewable until such time as the situation in Eritrea and Sudan allows them to go home.
Some Israelis do not want the Africans in their communities, but others support them, recalling their own past as refugees. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.